Shopper to associate ratio, STARS, is a key metric for most retail stores. A couple of minutes back, I presented a visualization, the STARS clock, that shows STARS rates versus area conversion by hour and shift. It's a great viz that packs a lot of information into a very consumable format. But I realized I hadn't discussed the somewhat complicated issue of how exactly to measure STARS. STARS doesn't seem complicated, and in its most common form, it isn't. STARS has traditionally been calculated as door count divided by the number of employees in a given day. If you had 700 shoppers in a day and 10 workers, your STARS rate is 70. Easy, but not very useful, because this number hides all the important detail, like what the STARS was when the store was busiest, or what it was like in an individual section. One of the really cool aspects of measuring shoppers and associates in detail is that you take measurements like STARS and drive them down to fine-grained levels of detail where they get really interesting. So you can answer what the STARS ratio was for the 10 minutes between, say, 2:15 and 2:25 on Saturday in the footwear department, and what the impact of that was on conversion. As a metric, though, this opens up a bunch of questions. If I measure STARS by hour for a section, what exactly am I measuring? It could be a lot of things. You can use time, visit, or occupancy rates for shoppers or associates. You can even mix and match. It's a surprisingly tricky metric when you move it from the store day level to the finer grain levels of both time and store. Suppose a store section had 50 shopper visits in an hour. 25 of those shoppers spent a significant chunk of time in the section. The time they spent added up to 200 minutes. The most shoppers that were in the area at any 1 minute was 10, and if you slice the hour up into minutes, the average number of shoppers in the area by minute was 3. In that same hour, 5 associates entered the area. 4 spent a significant chunk of time in the section. The time they spent added up to 50 minutes. The most associates in the area at any one time was 3. And if you slice the hour up into 1 minute chunks, the average number of associates present in the area was 1.5. So would you say the STARS ratio was 50 divided by 5, or 10, shopper to associate visits? Or would you say that engaged shoppers to significantly present associates is better? That's 25 divided by 3, or about 8. You could also use time spent. That's 200 minutes divided by 50 minutes, or 4. What about max occupancy? That would give you 10 divided by 3, or 3.3. And if you took that average occupancy metric where you sliced everything up by minutes, you'd say the STARS ratio is 3 divided by 1, or flat out 3. In other words, depending on how you wanted to calculate STARS, the number could range from 3 to 10 and hit almost any value in between. Now, none of these answers are right or wrong, but they aren't quite the same thing either. I think the raw visits count is probably the least interesting and the least representative measure. Total time is fairly reflective, and it's resistant to outliers, but it doesn't necessarily capture spikes. The average occupancy method is a nice compromise that represents both spikes and actual shopper experience more closely. It tends to get at a number close to what a human eye would expect to see when entering a section during that hour. There's no commonly accepted definition of STARS, because most people have never had this kind of data. They're still working at the door-day level, where none of the really interesting stuff is even accessible. At some point, people will hone in on a standard definition, just as there came to be accepted definitions of visit in the digital world. A definition doesn't make it right, and it doesn't mean there aren't reasons to think about other ways of doing it, ways that might be better at capturing peaks or valleys. But having a definition does make it a little easier to understand. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.